În agenda australiană notăm că guvernatorul Băncii Federale, Philip Lowe, prezice un viitor favorabil economiei țării, cu o creștere bună și cu o reducere a ratei șomajului. După cum relata Greg Diet de la SBS, domnul Lowe se așteaptă ca rata dobânzilor să crească eventual, dar adaugă că există semne că salariile ar putea începe să crească de asemenea.
We see reasonable prospects that the economy will record good growth. The unemployment rate will come down gradually and that inflation will increase over time. And this is a favorable outlook. We shouldn't lose sight of that. If this is how things evolve, you could expect the next move in interest rates to be up and not down. As the economy strengthens and income growth and inflation lift, it would be natural for interest rates to return to more normal levels over time.
Afirma guvernatorul Băncii Federale. Cu toate acestea, interpretările prezicerilor economice sunt mai întotdeauna acceptate de unii, contrazise de alții. Dr. Cassandra Goldi, director executiv la Consiliul Australian pentru Servicii Sociale, afirmă că e foarte îngrijorată de prospectul creșterii ratei dobânzilor.
All it takes is a tick up in interest rates and those margins get very, very tight for people. So we are quite right to be very concerned about this, and that's why we had thought it was very important to stop us encouraging people to get in to big debt, you know, positions. And to be ensuring that we're getting some better balance in the housing and property investment market.
Afirma Dr. Goldi. Pe de altă parte însă, economistul independent Saul Eslake consideră că în timp ce unii australieni sunt vulnerabili la o creștere a ratei dobânzilor, cea mai mare parte a datoriei domestice a țării provine de la persoane cu venituri mari.
There are certainly some Australians who are overextended in terms of their mortgage. They're a much smaller proportion of Australian home buyers than they were in, for example, the US 10 years ago. There actually hasn't been a lot of lending to households at the bottom end of the income distribution over the last 20 years. Two-thirds of Australia's admittedly high level of household debt is owed by households in the top 40% of the income distribution, and less than 10% of Australian household debt is owed by households in the bottom 20% of the income distribution,
afirma domnul Eslake. Acesta adaugă că recentele scăderi de preț pe piața imobiliară vor continua probabil, dar nu prezice scăderi semnificative la prețul proprietăților.
In Perth and Darwin, property prices have been falling for more than 4 years, and more recently that started to occur in Sydney, Melbourne and Brisbane too, and I suspect we'll see further declines in Australian property prices over the next year or so, although I don't think we're on the cusp of price declines as big as those that occurred in the US and some European countries during and after the financial crisis.
Afirma economistul australian. Un alt factor care face dificilă orice creștere a ratei dobânzilor pentru anumite persoane e legat de creșterea salariilor. Acestea stagnează de ani de zile și doar de puțin timp au început să-și revină după ce atinseseră cel mai redus nivel după ultima recesiune economică în 1991. Saul Eslake afirmă că există multe motive pentru care creșterea salariilor stagnează în jurul cifrei de 2%.
The entry of workers in so-called emerging and former communist countries to the global economy, willing to work for much lower wages than people in advanced economies are, the outsourcing of various kinds of processes from advanced economies to emerging economies, the shift away from manufacturing towards services jobs, the impact of technology on workers' bargaining power vis-a-vis their employers, and of course changes in the way that labour markets work in other industrialised economies as well as in Australia, which have had the impact of tilting the balance of power in negotiations over wages from employees to employers.
Afirma domnul Eslake. Guvernatorul Băncii Federale, Philip Lowe, consideră că nivelul șomajului în Australia va scădea la 5% în următorii câțiva ani. Într-un recent discurs în Sydney, domnul Lowe afirma că un astfel de prospect va duce la creșterea salariilor în anumite sectoare.
As expected, the tighter labor market is leading to higher wage outcomes in certain pockets of the labor market. over time, we expect that this will become a more general story, although I do think it's going to take some time for that to be the case.
Afirma guvernatorul Băncii Federale. Întrebat la final de ce e atât de optimist privind creșterea salariilor, acesta explica.
What I do see at the moment, talking to businesses, is wage growth is picking up where there's a tension between supply and demand. And I think there will be more tension between supply and demand over the next couple of years. And therefore, I think wage growth is going to pick up. I don't think it's going to pick up massively, and I think it can pick, if it picks up slowly, then perhaps we can have some pick up in wage growth.
Afirma domnul Löw. Economistul independent Sol Eslake afirmă însă că nu vede niciun motiv semnificativ care să susțină un astfel de optimism privind creșterea salariilor în Australia.
The outlook for Australia is, I guess, more of the same. It would be nice if that brought some acceleration in wages growth, and most workers would like that to occur. But I don't think there's any particular compelling reason to think that wages growth, which has been running at about 2% in recent years, is over the next couple of years going to rise to 3% or more, as many would like. Certainly there are some Australians who have very little by way of financial resources to fall back on, although the fact that maybe 10% of the population are spending more than they earn isn't really a new development. I mean, people in their retirement years typically do run down their savings to maintain their living standards even after they've ceased to earn a wage and are dependent on the pension or their superannuation savings.
Afirma domnul Eslake. La rândul ei, Cassandra Goldie împărtășește precauția economistului Sol Eslake, afirmând că e puțin probabil ca muncitorii să ceară creșteri salariale odată ce în toată Australia acestea sunt menținute pe loc, iar șomajul continuă să rămână la un nivel destul de înalt.
People are feeling really, really cautious. And so individually, we suspect that people are not as confident to push on wages. That's why the role of the union movement in supporting collective bargaining is so crucial. And we have to recognize that we need an active agenda which says our policy is about lifting up the incomes of people in the bottom 40% of the community and setting some benchmarks about what we should be trying to do on that front rather than, you know, this old rhetoric of all we need is more profitable businesses and everything else will be right. Well, that's not what we've seen. We've had 25 years of strong economic growth and here we are.
Afirma în final Dr. Cassandra Goldie, director executiv la Consiliul Australian pentru Servicii Sociale.